As a possible avocation, I had been teaching the new crop how to sing. Extramuros, everyone heard music, but only a few actually knew how to make it. These new FIDs had to be taught everything. It was excruciating. I already knew this wasn't going to be my avocation. We met 3 afternoons a week in an alcove in what passed for our nave. One day as I was leaving one of these practices, I happened to run into Fra Leo, who was coming in to do whatever he did at the warden-fendant's court.
"Come up with me," he offered. "I want to show you something."
"A new nerve pinch?"
"No, nothing like that."
"You know I'm not supposed to look out from the high levels."
"Well, I haven't gone through hierarch training yet, so neither am I," he said. "That's not what I want to show you."
So I began to follow him up the stair. As we climbed, I became nervous that he was going to carry out a plot to raid the Starhenge. Then I recalled what Orlo had said the other day about worrying too much and tried to put this out of my mind.
"You're not supposed to look out beyond the walls,"
he reminded me, as we were getting closer to the top of the southwest tower.
"But you are allowed to remember what you saw there during Apert, right?"
"I suppose so."
"Well, did you notice anything?"
"Say again?"
"Extramuros, did you notice anything?"
"What kind of a question is that? I noticed a ton of stuff," I sputtered. Leo turned around and gave me a brilliant smile, letting me know this was just his goofy sense of humor at work. Humor, Vlore. "All right," I said. "What was I supposed to notice?"
"Do you think the city's getting bigger or smaller?"
"Smaller, no question about it."
"Why are you so sure? Did you look up the census data?"
Another smile. "Of course not. I don't know, just a feeling. Something about how the place looked."
"How did it look?"
"Sort of weedy, overgrown." He turned around and held up his index finger like a statue of Telenes declaiming on the Pericline.
"Hold that idea," he said, "while we pass through enemy territory."
We looked at the closed and locked portcullis, but didn't say anything. We crossed the bridge into the Regulant Court and followed its inner walkway round to the stair that led up. When we had reached safe ground above, the statue of Amnectris, he said,
"I was thinking of making gardening my avocation."
"Well, considering all of the weeds you've pulled over the years doing penance for beating me up, you are well qualified," I said. "But why on earth would you want to?"
"Let me show you what has been going on in the meadow," he said,
and led me out to the Fendant's ledge. A couple of sentinels were making the rounds, swathed in bulky winter bolts, their feet swallowed up in furry mucklucks. Leo and I were hot from climbing the stairs, and so the cold didn't bother us much. We took a moment to hood ourselves. This was a way of showing respect for the discipline. Our bolts, drawn far out in front of our faces, gave us tunnel vision. When we walked to the parapet and leaned forward, we could see down into the consent, but not up and out to the world beyond.